Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Today's program, we've got our regular guests here on this fourth and final Thursday of the month. We'll start things off here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, and he's the director of that. And we'll also hear from Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director out there a little bit later on. And Dr. Schaefer is in studio here with us for the first time in well over a year and a half. Good morning.
It's good to be here. It has been a long time.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing, first of all?
Fine. It's the beginning of an academic year, and so things are, they're what they are this year. It in many ways it feels kind of like what we would expect or hope for. The ability to have, people around campus and kind of life. I've described it for the last year or so. I would go into my office and teach even if remotely, and I'd be in and all sorts of things like that, but nobody was around. And so it was always strange. It always felt like kind of the middle of a summer on a college campus. Like you knew there were people and you'd see them at a distance or something like that, but there are just so few that you just kind of pass and kind of cross on sidewalks or other places. So it's really nice to have a sense of some of that, but also balanced with the reality that it's not typical, right? And so we're still, doing a number of things, not as intensely as we have, but, masks are required everywhere, and so it's changed how you teach and how you move around. I'm a very active teacher in classrooms and realizing that I need to give people more space and things like that, but it's really good. It's just nice also to see colleagues, so not just students, some of them who I've never met in person. The other day, I ran into a couple people that I taught last year that we were like, hey, I'm so-and-so. You saw me on a screen on Zoom, that kind of thing. So it's been really good to experience that. And just, like I said, to see colleagues who I haven't seen in a really long time, just to realize there are a lot of good people that you work with. And if you don't have those kind of happenstance hallway conversations, then that can make a big difference.
What is the perception of students? I mean, are they getting used to this now? I mean, because we hear so much argument on requirements, protocols you have to follow here, but I don't really know if we get the student perspective on that.
Yeah, well, I can't speak as a student, but, I have a certain proximity, and, I think probably similar to a lot of other situations or settings where you've got kind of a range of responses. But generally, I'll put it this way. I've only been in the classroom. I will be in again today, but earlier this week once so far. And it was kind of a non-issue. I mean, it was more just like a, here it is, we didn't really even, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but we didn't have to have like, you need to have such and such. We're not doing spacing, but I'm in a small enough space to where it's easy, so we don't have, I think, some of these kind of concerns. And so that's where I think it's really different for those, for those who taught in person last year, they had all these requirements of number of people in seats and spacing and ventilation and all this cleaning process, which we also realized was, as the science improved and as we understood the issue better, that we didn't have to do some of this mitigation, so it changed. But so now it's, mostly like, walk in, and wear a mask, and go to class, which is nice. Like it's, it's one of those simple things, and I said it to my students too, because we're exploring some ways of thinking about vaccines and how do we talk about that? How do we communicate information, science, but also engaging people empathetically, right, to understand the nuance of what's going on and why and what we could do. Being able to speak from that place that I have little kids and none of them are able to be vaccinated. And so we're operating in that place of any time that somebody's out, myself or my wife, we're always, thinking about like, well, what are these implications? So there's this whole theme throughout the semester too of kind of our responsibility to self and to others. How do we think about that? And also how do we understand the nuance that it's not simply, if you're here, you're right, or if you're there, you're wrong, those kinds of categories, because that's not really very helpful, which is, the spirit of a lot of the things that we typically talk about in the past, right, of how do we navigate contentious issues, how do we cross some of these lines that, sometimes seems so intensely like defined. And that's when I, the moment ago when I said it was kind of a non-issue, it was nice, right? Because at least it wasn't being articulated that way. I'm sure there will be more elements that come out as we talk about this more explicitly. But at this moment, it just, it doesn't feel that way.
All right. Well, you know, there's always going to be skeptics, and we've seen that quite a bit here with the vaccines and the masking. Primarily, those two seem to split people, whether they're in support or not. I think you know, a lot of us are kind of wondering here, with the FDA's full approval of the Pfizer vaccine, if maybe some of that vaccine hesitancy will perhaps go away a little bit. What do you think?
Well, that's been one of the interesting questions, right? Is it let me put it this way, as a way to respond to your question. We've got Apple TV. We got it. I got a new computer in the midst of all this last year, so we got a free Apple TV. So we've been watching the Snoopy Show, which is pretty good, by the way. I don't know if any of the listeners out there, if you happen to have it, stumble across it. My kids love it. But what I've been reminded of is Lucy and the football and Charlie Brown. And if you remember that old comic strip, or have seen it in the various, you know, kind of visual forms, that, you know, Lucy holds this football and tells Charlie to kick it, and he's like, "You keep pulling it back," and he's like, and she's like, no, this time I won't." And, you know, inevitably she does, and he kind of goes for it. So there's a part of this that I hope doesn't feel a little bit like a Lucy and a Charlie Brown. That, you know, let's wait until this moment, and then when that moment comes, well, then it becomes potentially something else. Skepticism is absolutely, I think, appropriate in all sorts of situations. We would, you know, sometimes it has a negative connotation of being critical of something, but kind of a critical look at anything. I mean, as we talk about kind of theories and ideas, like, there's something of about assessing the thing in front of you that's appropriate. There's also something saying we want to think about the insight and the information that informs how we can understand what's going on, right? So skepticism is healthy. Abandoning the different ways, and science is one of those premier ways that we can know certain types of things. If we abandon that just because of preferred kind of ideological positions, then that's a really bad thing, right? So as we were talking a little bit ago about like some of the processes and things that we were doing for the last year, and then we realized we don't need to fumigate rooms. We don't need to like wipe down literally every surface. People were putting their food in their garages for days when they got back from the grocery, right? I mean, these things we realize that changes over time. And that's largely based off of information, kind of empirical data and research that can allow us to shape that. And so those who are sitting now at this moment, kind of post-approval by the FDA, like it's gone through its legitimate process. It's not been kind of sped up or kind of gamed in any way just because of the moment, frustratingly so, right? For some people feeling like we should just kind of, you know, truly in an emergency situation. But for those who are now feeling like, I wanted to wait for this, and now if there's this still a hesitation, I would invite you, you know, the listener, anybody, to say why. What about this at this moment now makes me feel still kind of hesitant? What's influencing that, right? Is it, you know, is it the perspectives that I'm kind of hearing, the things that I want to kind of believe fundamentally, or is it, you know, a doubting of kind of the scientific method, those kinds of things? So I don't know. Like I, you know, I'm hopeful. I would like to think that, you know, I trust most people. I think even when we have differences, if we can be open to new possibilities and information, that's a huge thing. So I'd like to think about this as possibly being one of those moments, but I guess we'll see.
All right. All right, and you're doing some work there on campus with Elaine Johannes?
Yeah, so a good friend and colleague, Elaine Johannes at K-State, who also has an appointment with Extension and does a lot of work across the state, especially right now around particularly vaccines and vaccine hesitancy and the like. We're doing some collaboration, some public health students, some graduate students, and some of the communication students who are undergrad are going to be working together with partners across the state, Immunize Kansas City, Kansas State Research and Extension, Nurture KC, a number of organizations across the state are going to be offering different experiences. There's going to be some webinars. There's in Southwest Kansas, for example, There's a Hispanic Heritage Month that's starting middle of September till about the middle of October, and looking at doing some partnerships across a number of communities in 26 counties there. And so there are a lot of fronts where, as we're thinking about it from our class standpoint, students are going to have an opportunity to learn and think about these issues, but also to potentially be helpful in collaboration with community partners and others on campus at K-State to help people have some of these kind of conversations, right? Because what we know, you really change anybody's mind by trying to win an argument. So how do we take a different approach? How do we have a more kind of empathetic orientation? How do we understand what are the underlying concerns or issues about whether it's vaccines and the hesitancy around that or truly around anything else? So, those are some really exciting things in the coming literally months this fall that will hopefully, be aligned with other efforts. You know, the Kansas Leadership Center and others are working on this front as well, that we can get to a place to where we can have a more kind of normal life across the board. Whether you want to acknowledge the moment that we're in or not, it doesn't matter. New data yesterday from the Kansas Hospital Association talking about, the percentages of beds and the like. It's just, we're at a breaking point for a bunch of reasons. And what we can do outside of the medical professional fields and as professionals and the like is really to engage a little bit differently, think about this issue and explore possibilities.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Well, let's come back. We'll have more with Dr. Schaefer in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.